Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Wein, what parsha are we learning this week?
This week we are studying the parsha of Metzora, which is the back end, so to speak, of the parsha of Tazria that I discussed last week, because it also deals with this idea of tzaraas. I'd like to focus on the Haftorah of the week, if I may. One of the famous stories in the Book of Kings in Malachim. The prophet Elisha has a servant, Gehazi. And Gehazi is he's Elisha's right-hand man. But he has a weakness. And the Parsha Metzora comes to deal with that weakness as well. In Tazria, we spoke about the weakness of speech. Here, the weakness is one of greed, of the inability to see the whole picture. And therefore, one grabs the money in front of oneself without realizing the consequences. So what happens is that Naaman, the general of Aram, has this terrible skin disease. And he comes to Israel, to the prophet Elisha, to be cured. Elisha somehow does not give him the proper respect that Naaman feels he's entitled to. I guess he was, busy that day, the prophet. And so he just sends him out a message. He says, if you go bathe in the Jordan River 7 times, you'll be cured. So he sends him back a message. He said, you know what, I got bigger and better rivers in Aram. I don't need the Jordan River. And it's true, there are bigger rivers, at least, in Aram. I mean, the Jordan, after you've seen the Mississippi or the Hudson and the Colorado in full flow.
Right, it's not overwhelming.
The Jordan is not up there, right?
Yeah.
But so he's leaving in a huff. When he leaves, so his servants say to him, listen, you came all the way. And he told you what to do, what's the problem? Go bathe. So he goes and he bathes and he's cured, as the prophet said he would be. So now he's full of gratitude to the prophet, and he comes back to him, to Elisha, and he says, I want to pay you your fee, whatever you want, you name it. Because we can imagine how elated he must have felt at being cured. And the prophet says to him, you can't pay me. I'm not interested in money. Think about an effect. He says, think about your spiritual self. Think about yourself. And he does. And according to the Talmud, Naaman becomes a convert, at least a convert to monotheism, not necessarily Judaism, but to monotheism. He gives up paganism, except in a pro forma way. He doesn't believe it anymore. So that has a profound effect upon him. And the Talmud also says his descendants turned out to be scholars of Torah who converted fully. So he makes this offer, and Elisha refuses. Gehazi overhears the offer. When Naaman leaves, Gehazi pursues him. And he says, my master changed his mind. $100,000. And Naaman pays it willfully. So here is the essence of greed. Quick money, right? Easy money, winning the lottery, the dream of everybody. Right? Elisha finds out about it. Elisha in the Tanakh is portrayed as someone who is brought to anger easily, a wrathful person. I think all prophets have to be, because the prophet sees it the way it is and the rest of the world doesn't see it. And there's nothing more frustrating. I mean, every parent can identify with that, right? But you know what's going to happen, and the kid won't listen to you. He's got it in full speed ahead, and it happens. So he finds out what Gehazi did, and he... says, well, the leprosy of Naaman will now come upon you. That's the price, mm-hmm. right? You don't get $100,000 free. You get it with leprosy. Now, there's a great lesson in that, that there is no free lunch in the world. And that you do get, you know, Myron Cohen's terrible joke that he had about this fancy woman is showing off an enormous diamond ring that she's wearing. And she says, her friend says, well, what's that? He says, this is Kloppman's diamond. And she says, well, you know, why is it, you know? But the lady says, but it has a curse with it. She said, what's the curse? He said, the curse is Kloppman. Right? He comes with it. Right. Well, you know, everything, there's a price always, you know, and Gehazi pays the price very sadly. So the Haftorah discusses and describes to us how Gehazi and his three sons, who are lepers, are sitting outside the walls of Shomron, excluded from the society, because of the fact that they are, you know, your money doesn't do you any good. It's really, it's the Midas, King Midas legend. I think it's in all societies, right? You can't, at the end of the day, not only can't you eat the gold, you can't take it with you. At the end of the day, it has to be put into some sort of perspective. And if it's the only thing that you have, then you really have nothing. You know, the rabbi said the great rule that the only thing a person possesses is what he gives away. That's his. And there are numerous instances in life when that's obvious to us, that what we gave away to help somebody, or we gave away to charity, or we gave away to others, that really belongs to us. And what we have kept for ourselves, so to speak, many times doesn't belong to us, and many times doesn't bring us the satisfaction that we thought it would. So you have here these twin parshias of Tazria and Metzora, one dealing with speech and one, so to speak, dealing with wealth, with acquisitions, with the worldly, material things. Now, Judaism does not preach poverty. But on the other hand, it does not preach workaholism, money is the end of everything, and the richest, the one who gets the most toys is the winner. The Judaism doesn't preach that either. We always look for a balance. And therefore, these are important parshas for us to consider in our personal lives and the way we behave with others and the way we behave with our family, and because it's instructive of how to live a decent, productive, holy life, which is what the Lord intended us to do, and which the Torah represents for us always.
Rabbi Beryl Wine on the price of greed and the value of generosity. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.